This means nearly a quarter of its workforce in Delaware is being laid off, and that is extremely hard and disappointing news, not just for the families who will be directly affected, but also for all the pensioners who rely on DuPont for their pensions and their health care, and for the folks who continue to work at DuPont and who will now be uncertain about their future. I intend to work tirelessly with the rest of the congressional delegation, our governor, leaders here in Delaware, and those who are currently running DuPont to fight as hard as we can for a fair shake for DuPont, their current employees, and their pensioners. Having 1,700 people laid off and their families affected is a serious blow to our economy, and it's going to be a real challenge for us to find positive and appropriate places for these very skilled folks, many of them researchers, many of them senior corporate leaders, to relocate within Delaware. And we'll work hard to try and connect them to business opportunities to help continue to grow our economy. We have gradually recovered fairly well from the Great Recession of 2007, 2008, but this is a serious blow. For those of us who grew up in Delaware, who've lived in Delaware, DuPont has been one of our most important central iconic companies, and I am hopeful that we can still salvage a positive future for DuPont in Delaware, but this signals it will be exceptionally difficult. I have worked very hard on DuPont's behalf in the last 5 years in the Senate on issues of particular concern to them, tax, trade, intellectual property, and I'm very disappointed as a result to see DuPont take this change in direction. And it's my hope that given the long and strong relationship Senator Carper and Congressman Carney and I have had with DuPont that we'll be able to engage with them in a positive direction. And at the very least, we will hold them accountable for what they do to Delaware and Delaware's pensioners and those who have long relied on DuPont for a secure retirement.
DuPont has been an icon in the state of Delaware and the city of Wilmington for over 200 years. I've had numerous relatives, well over 20, retire from DuPont, and it's just sad, you know. And I hate to see all these folks lose their jobs, and it's right around the holiday time, and there's people invested their lives in this in DuPont, and now it's over. The city can't do anything at that point, and I'm holding on to Kimura's and praying that I get this corporate tax bill tweaked so I can keep 1,000 people in the city through Kimura's and hopefully this $100 million project that we're trying to get done so Kimura's will stay in the city of Wilmington. I mean, there's going to be some private ventures trying to renovate the old Hotel DuPont where Kimura's is going to be headquartered. If we can keep this corporate tax bill tweaked, and if we don't do it, we're going to lose them also. It'll be 1,000 jobs lost to the city of Wilmington, and that would be devastating to us.